My name is Amy Sorensen, and I'm originally from Minnesota. I'm currently teaching at Benjamin Franklin Elementary School, 5th grade science and social studies, and I'm 40 years old. Why do I teach? Sometimes I ask myself the same question. I teach because it's what I've always wanted to do since the time I was a little kid. And although I question it from time to time, I still do see some of the rewards. And I've been down here teaching in New Orleans since 1998. I must say that being at Ben Franklin Elementary is like a breath of fresh air. It's truly like a tropical paradise compared to some of the places that I've been in the last few years, since Katrina particularly. Any teacher in the system right now needs to worry about job security. And I mean, the word you hear from everybody is just not knowing if they're going to have a job from year to year, not knowing if teachers even want to stay in education. It's not like the old days before Katrina where I was with New Orleans Public Schools in one school for 7 years straight, would probably still be there had it not been flooded. You know, it's just not like that anymore. When you talk to teachers with years and years of experience, everybody seems like they've been two or three different places since Katrina. And the stability is just not there. But also, now that I've arrived at Benjamin Franklin, I'm feeling that stability again. And a lot of the teachers have been there since it reopened after Katrina, and it seems like a much more stable environment to try to remain and be successful. What is worth fighting for? The fact that I see the students growing. I see, even if I've had extremely frustrating weeks or extremely frustrating years, the kids are learning that I've taught. And although I've had extreme challenges, I'll have kids come up to me the next year and give me a big hug and say, you know, when you took me on the side and said this to me, it really helped me out. And I just have the mentality of, I've helped one, I've done my job. I try to keep that goal really simple in my mind so that I stay focused on the most important things, because there's so many extra challenges and so much extra pressure now with teaching that it can almost drive you insane at times, it seems. But if you stay focused just on the children and what you're doing with the children on a daily basis, I think that's the best way to go maneuvering around. And I have a strong moral obligation that every child deserves a high-quality education. That's the reason I came down here. So having that mentality has kept me going, although there have been years when I've really questioned why I'm still going.